This is the Composer's Datebook for June 2nd. I'm John Burge. On today's date in 1953, thousands crowded the route to and from London's Westminster Abbey for the coronation of Queen Elizabeth II. And at the Queen's own request, the event was televised live by the BBC. For the occasion, British composer William Walton was asked to write two new pieces. The first was Walton's Coronation Te Deum, a work that he'd begun writing almost a decade earlier for a quite different occasion, the opening night of the 1944 London Proms. The piece was shifted to a back burner when Walton was asked to work on Laurence Olivier's wartime film of Shakespeare's Henry V. For the new Queen's coronation, Walton returned to his abandoned score, writing to friends, "I've got cracking on the Te Deum, lots of countertenors and little boys holy-holying, not to mention all the Queen's trumpeters and a side drum. You will like it, I think, and I hope he will, too." He was capitalized, so presumably Walton was referring to the deity, or Winston Churchill, perhaps. Walton was also asked to compose a coronation march, which he entitled Orb and Scepter, after a line, coincidentally, from Shakespeare's Henry V. Walton's march may have seemed a bit jazzy to the more conservative audiences of the day, but one critic, slipping into Cockney slang, gushed, "It sounds like a right royal knees up." Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.